Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. Coming up now is part two of our chat with Atari founder and present-day virtual reality entrepreneur, Nolan Bushnell. Mr. Bushnell's legacy ranges, of course, from Missile Command to Pong to any other Atari 2600 game you can remember. But you don't necessarily have to just remember them anymore. Game rooms are opening around the country that highlight the older stand-up video games, and Atari is well represented, of course.
Your imagination is not required anymore. You know, the programmers have got it all figured out. They've mapped out all the images. They've created music, professional voice acting. And, you know, you're being washed over by all this experience where, you know, a lot of times with these older games, they could only really represent part of what they wanted to communicate to you. And it's up to you to have the imagination to bring to the table. So it makes it a much more intimate experience.
That's Sean Livernoche. He and his wife, Meg, own and operate High Scores Arcades in Alameda and Hayward, California. We'll have more with Sean after we have this second portion of our chat with Nolan Bushnell.
Well, you know, today's technology, if you go down the right path, technology isn't as big an obstacle as it was 20 years ago. I mean, my guys can knock out games in days when it used to take years. It's an amazing thing.
Let's dive a little deeper on that, because you definitely have some of the deepest provenance, if you will, in video games, period, and video storytelling, and that's with your history with Atari. Is it comfortable owning that legacy with Atari as you move forward to these new ventures?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I always try to match race myself against myself, and I like to tell my kids, you can't live your life looking in the rearview mirror. Am I proud of my legacy? Yes. Does it define me? No. My most interesting things, I think, are yet to come. And while I've had a really good and fascinating life, I'm not willing to call it quits yet.
Yeah, none of us are ready for that, Mr. Bushnell. I promise you that. Speaking of, this show, it begins here. Its origin is in the Bay Area. I record in San Francisco. I live in Oakland. And I was on Alameda Island last weekend at an arcade. And you pay by the hour, and you get to play all these cool video games from my youth. And those are basically games that you invented and pushed out into the marketplace. And I was fascinated to watch my 7-year-old daughter play Frogger. She played some others as well. We played some Space Invaders. What would you say to somebody like that? Somebody who is, I'm 40 years older than my daughter. These kids are coming in and still being captivated by stuff that's 8-bit that you pushed out in the 70s.
Because we were really up against the stops in terms of the technology that we had available to us. The chips didn't want to go very fast. Complexity, you had to use a lot of chips. What that meant is that we really spent a lot of time fine-tuning the games. I think that the games from the 70s and 80s are more finely tuned than the games today, because people get so carried away with the graphics and the things that they can do. And so, as a result, that fine-tuning is like a foundation of gameplay, which is timeless. A good game is a good game is a good game. No good chess master wants to play a game of chess with anything but the classic wood pieces from 1650.
My last question is, I know modal VR is to get you out of the house and create a much, much larger VR experience, virtual reality experience. But I'm wondering, do you have a gaming system at home? And if so, what is it?
I have them all.
Outstanding. Any favorites, any games that really has you hooked right now?
I still like to play Go online. I'm constantly finding myself browsing. Like, I was just totally hooked on Portal for a while.
Yeah.
I was very, very hooked on exploring Minecraft. I still find myself scooting around. If you looked at my cell phone, I probably got 200 games downloaded on it,
to
the point where every time I get a new cell phone, I get a bigger memory so I can download more. And somehow I can't bring myself to delete the ones that I've downloaded.
You're loyal. You're a loyal customer.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily play them again, but I just don't delete them.
Just nice to have that little thumbnail or that little icon.
Yeah, I guess. I maybe I'm just on the edge of becoming a hoarder.
I lied. I have one more follow-up because of your answer right there. You mentioned playing Go. And you know, when the computer beat the human at Go, which is a very complex game, did that ring any bells with you? Did that cause maybe a concern?
Not at all. Because, you know, anybody who is looked at the mathematics of game theory, you'd know by the very construct of Go and chess that it's a deterministic game. And so all you have to be able to do is follow a path deep enough and you have a guaranteed win if you're first or second. On it, virtually any turn-based game is determinant. Totally predictable, totally understandable. I'm actually kind of glad it happened as soon as it did. That shows that there's some really good progress on AI.
Uh-huh.
Technology will always enhance man. And just because active imaginations in the noir side of science fiction have robots going amok, I really don't see that happening in any kind of reasonable future that I can understand.
Well, I appreciate that perspective, and I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much, and let's talk again in a few months. Check in on Modal, and maybe we'll get down there and maybe play a little bit of Quidditch.
Hey, until you played Quidditch for real, you ain't nothing, you know?
Thanks again, sir.
Okay, bye now.
That was Nolan Bushnell, present-day entrepreneur and founder of Modal Virtual Reality, a hardware kit that turns real-life places like fields or large rooms and makes them into virtual worlds. Think Holodeck from Star Trek, The Next Generation. Mr. Bushnell, of course, is also the founder of Atari, the original mass-marketed and mass-accepted home gaming system. Those games often were also coin-operated arcade games, and they're making a comeback. Coming up after the break, I talk with Sean Livernoche. He's the co-owner of High Scores Arcade in Alameda and Hayward, California. It's a pay-by-the-hour arcade that showcases about 30 game machines each, several of which are legacy Atari games. So the burning question becomes, are legacy Atari games finding a new generation of game players?
You know, it's a slow burn. You know, you can always go back to Donkey Kong and find these little things, these little tricks, these little maneuvers that the that's inside the programming that you didn't see before. Just like going back to a poem and looking it over and breaking it down. It's short, it's simple, but there's a whole lot there.
That trip down video game memory lane and the resurgence of Atari games is next. This is Techonomics, and I am Jason Middleton. Please come on back.